Drive with Jack, ABC Radio Perth.
Two Sands is a short film that has been made by Poppy Van Oord Granger, who does remarkable storytelling in this town. She really is impressive. She's worked with a young guy, Cook Manur, who came to Perth as a 16-year-old from a refugee camp in Uganda. He grew up in Sudan, and she has known him for a long time, and together they've put together this short film called Two Sands that's going to be screening at the Somerville from the 6th to the 12th of December before the main feature film.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful short film.
It is. It's lovely. I saw it today.
It's all about coming to this country, but it tells the story, a moment of his story, where he was a young kid. He grew up in cattle camps. His father raised cattle, and they used to move as the weather changed. You know, you'd have to follow where the grass was. And the village, the camp was moving, and he was looking after some goats, and a goat had a baby, and he kind of was preoccupied with looking after this baby goat and got lost in the bush. And was lost for a couple of days. And this is the story of the film. And I started off by asking him what it was like to grow up in war-torn Sudan.
Life was normal between the war, between the civil war, between South Sudan and the North. And I grew up in a small village called Rumbek. In the village, like, we just live in a cattle camp.
A cattle camp. So
yeah,
your father raised cattle.
Yeah, raised cattle, yeah.
And in the film that you and Poppy have made, you tell a story from when you were a child.
Yep.
On the day you got separated from your family. What happened?
I got separated because I stopped to help the goat to give birth. And what happened is, yeah, everyone just left and I stayed behind. I got lost in the bush for 2 days before police punched me. And the scary thing is, you know, it's a time of war. And the guy that's finding me got a gun. So I was, wow. I was
terrified.
I was terrified. But then he was trying to save me. So he chased me down and told me that, you know, I'm not trying to kill you or anything.
But when you saw him and a gun, your instinct was to run.
Yeah, it was instinct to run, yeah. First thing to run. But I did run. I did run, but he chased me down. I didn't have energy to run for long, so I just...
Well, you've been in the bush for 2 days.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I'm probably about eight. I can't remember, but, you know, eight. And, yeah, and my relative and family... Went to everyone, all the neighbors, go out in the bush and try to look for these kids.
Can you remember how you felt? Can you kind of take yourself back there to when you were that young kid?
Yeah, like, to be honest, the first day I wasn't scared. I was like, let it be. It just happened. So I wasn't scared. And second day, that's when I started getting nervous, but that's the day I was fine.
So you were reunited with your family members.
Yep.
And then you ended up living in a refugee camp.
Yeah. After that, when I was probably 11 or 12, so we came to Uganda with my family, my sister as well. So we lived in Uganda for like 3 years before we came to Perth. Yeah, that's life from South Sudan to Uganda to Perth, the all different countries and different cultures as well.
So you were 16 and you moved
to Perth.
To Perth from Uganda, a refugee camp.
Yep.
You and your sister.
Yep.
How was that?
We came in winter. It was really, you know, strange, really cold. First days, you know, like, went to Armour Catholic College.
Did you speak English?
No, didn't speak English. And was, well, man, first 3 months was really difficult. So, struggle. But, yeah, just like any other teenagers who come from different background to Australia. So, you just matter of time before you fit in.
No English, no parents.
Yeah.
In a completely different country.
Yep. Yeah, no parents. No English. We're lucky we came here at a young age as well, so that's helped us a lot compared to someone who come with a short age. It's much difficult to try to fit into Australian culture, but we try our best to, you know, to adapt it, our culture and Australian culture as well. So to combine that, you know, it's a big credit to whoever came here as, you know, as a teenager and you have background culture and Australian culture combined together. It's a big achievement for anyone.
Poppy, you met Cook back then when you were 16, 10
yeah.
years ago, and you've been working on making this short film. Poppy, you came to Australia as a teenager too.
Yeah, I came when I was 13 from England, and I think that was one of the biggest moments of change in my life, and my experience was so different to Cook's, but at the same time, I can relate to that feeling of walking into a schoolyard and going, oh, my God, we're starting from scratch here. And the film that we've made talks about that feeling of feeling lost in a new country and mirrors that with the experience Cook had of being actually lost in South Sudan and kind of weaves them together.
Why did you want to make this film, Cook?
Australia is it's a country where you've grown up, you can chase for your goals and everyone have opportunity to be whoever you want to be. But in South Sudan, it's only a few people have limit of chances to be where they want to be. But the rest, you have to fight hard, you know, even for food and all that. So it's different. So for any kid in Australia, you know, it's a country of opportunities. It's as long as you fight hard for what you want, you'll get it. That's the reason why I want to make it as well. It's a memory for me, you know, it's my childhood memory. And I'm going to live with that for the rest of my life, that I know I lost in the bush and somehow I survived for 2 days. And thank God for I'm here in Australia and other people can hear it as well.
Poppy, what's your hope for this film?
I think there's two things. We want it to, for people who've come here from South Sudan or from other countries, we want them to watch it and feel a resonance that they can relate to that character. And for people that have always lived here, we hope that the film gives them a better understanding of what it's like when you come from another country.
Yeah.
That was Cook Manur and Poppy Van Oord Granger. And the film is called Two Sands. It's going to be screening at Somerville from the 6th to the 12th of December before the main feature film.
Your stories from your city every day. This is Drive with Jeff Hutchison on ABC Radio Perth.